Good evening. I am Gary Black with the KUAC News Minor Update. The Alaska delegation, Republican Senators Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Representative Don Young, are celebrating the passage of the GOP tax overhaul and subsequent opening of the 1002 area of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil exploration and development. The House passed the tax overhaul bill Tuesday. Senators pushed the clock to pass the bill after midnight Wednesday with a narrow party-line vote of 51-48. Murkowski lauded the passage as a watershed moment for Alaska, saying it will fill the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, create thousands of jobs, and bring in $60 billion to the state. The accolades came Wednesday on the south lawn of the White House as Congress gathered to praise President Trump. Sullivan spoke of the long-term struggles of Alaska's senators in trying to open Anwarda drilling, referencing the late Alaska Senator Ted Stevens, who died in a plane crash in 2010, and his efforts to open the area for oil development. Young said the opening of the 1002 area shows, quote, that perseverance overcomes intelligence. Young praised the passage as a historic moment for Alaska, saying that revenue from oil development in Anwar could help balance the deficit to which the tax bill is projected to add. Alaska Governor Bill Walker also released a statement Wednesday praising the bill. The statement read in part, quote, "This has been an Alaskan pursuit for half a century, and today Congress has finally unlocked the promise of utilizing these resources." A suspected Fairbanks mumps case remains unconfirmed. The state is investigating it as part of a broader tracking of the virus statewide. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The possible Fairbanks mumps case went public last week when the University of Alaska Fairbanks alerted the community that a campus employee was suspected of having the virus. Dr. Amanda Tiffany, an epidemiologist with the state, says the Fairbanks patient sought care, but the state's unaware of any samples sent from UAF to the state laboratory for mumps testing.
Is at the discretion of a provider. However, mumps is a reportable condition in the state of Alaska, so all cases should be reported to our office. So we're working to contact the individual and working with their provider to get all of this information at the moment.
Dr. Tiffany stresses that the suspected Fairbanks mumps case is not the community's first.
All of the previous cases were tested and were negative. There have been numerous suspected cases of mumps reported to our office from around the state.
Tiffany says Anchorage is dealing with a mumps outbreak that began in May.
Currently, we have 102 confirmed cases and 18 probable cases. About 72% of these cases self-identify as Native Hawaiian or other Pacific Islander.
Tiffany says although Pacific Islanders are being disproportionately affected in Anchorage and in some other states, health officials cannot say where the current outbreaks originated.
To put this into context, the United States as a whole, in 2017, over 4,900 mumps infections have been reported to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And we also know that in the Pacific, there have been cases reported.
Mumps causes a range of flu-like symptoms, but most specifically, very swollen salivary glands. Tiffany urges anyone who suspects mumps to call their healthcare provider and get tested, but to otherwise avoid going out and spreading the illness.
The period of communicability when people are transmitting the virus is 2 days even before the symptoms start and lasts for 5 days after symptoms start.
Most people recover from mumps, but the virus can lead to much more serious conditions.
And they include encephalitis, meningitis, deafness, and orchitis. So orchitis is swelling of the testicles, and we have seen a few instances of orchitis in our confirmed cases here in Anchorage. This is generally something that's really, really painful. And in really serious cases, it could, in the long term, it could result in sterility.
Tiffany says most Americans receive mumps vaccinations as children, but infections can still occur.
This doesn't seem to be a problem with an anti-vaccination movement or any sort of vaccine hesitancy. We are having cases in individuals who are fully vaccinated, which means they've had the two doses. The vaccine effectiveness is about 88% after two doses.
Tiffany says the vaccine-provided immunity also wanes over time. She says it's recommended that Anchorage residents who identify as Native Hawaiian or Pacific Islander or who are in a setting where mumps is circulating get a third dose of the vaccine. She adds that it's a good time for everyone to check their immunization records. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.
A Fairbanks woman who helped her boyfriend produce child pornography has been sentenced in federal court to 22 years in prison. Charity Noel Germain and Christopher Duane Davis were arrested February 23rd after an investigation showed Davis distributed images and video through the internet from July 2015 to February 2017. Germain was formally sentenced Friday. Davis will be formally sentenced February the 2nd. Australian authorities discovered the abuse after Davis created a profile on a photo sharing site. Alaska law enforcement obtained a search warrant for Davis's emails and computer and found multiple files depicting multiple victims. And for more on tonight's stories or others, visit newsminer.com or kuac.org. I am Gary Black.